JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Very good morning,
Speaking
Mike.
Speaking of the States, CPI, the PPI, the stagflation, the growth, the mood, the vibe, what's going on?
Yeah, let's talk stagflation. And I'm prompted to do this by that absolute shocker of a number that we saw in the US labour market over the week, and that non-farm payrolls number that you spoke about yesterday morning. And I think you made the comment, the very perceptive comment, that getting rid of the head of the Bureau of Labour Statistics hasn't improved the numbers much.
Funny that.
The numbers are what they are. But anyway, we're starting to see more headlines now featuring this concept of stagflation over there, which, you know, implies very low growth but problematic inflation. And that is a very tricky situation for the central bank to handle. It's one of the most difficult things that a central bank can deal with. Now, I note, Mike, that this week sees the release of what these large-scale historic revisions, so a big major tidy-up of data of the non-farm payroll data. This happens once a year, and it looks back to sort of the year to March 25, but I expect this number to be significantly negative. It's not going to help the vibe at all. And then over the course of this week, we've got their consumer price inflation and producer price inflation releases in the States. Now, I just want to, the point here is that the definition of recession in the US is a bit different from here. It's easy here. We just say two quarters of negative GDP growth. There you go. You got a recession. But in the States, the National Bureau of Economic Research is the arbiter of what constitutes a recession. And they talk about a significant decline in economic activity across the country that lasts for more than a few months across a range of factors. Now, whereas a recession does seem likely, it's not that hard to point the finger for what could be significant US economic malaise at these trade and tariff issues. And the Fed has argued all along that the impact of tariffs possibly won't feed through to households for an extended period of time. If you think about it, they really came into play, you know, July, August. So, you know, you're probably not going to see the impact of these through to the end of the year. And that's one of the key uncertainties and a factor behind the Fed, you know, not moving the Fed funds rate as quickly as the US administration would like to see it moved. Now, what I will say is that the futures pricing in the US now is fully pricing in a cut in the Fed funds rate on the 17th of September, so that's next week, and almost three cuts by Christmas. So it looks like the weak labor market will trump the inflation concerns as far as the markets are concerned.
Okay, so that's the stage. Yep. What about here? Next week also we get our big Q2 read. So what do we need? Where are we at with that?
Well, so, yeah, we get the release. So today, Mike, in New Zealand, we get the release of what will be the final inputs into the Q2 GDP forecast. So you had that building WIP put in place. That was sort of one of the last partials. It wasn't quite as strong as had been hoped, but it still points to the GDP outcome being a bit higher than the minus 0.3% forecast contained in the most recent RBNZ monetary policy statement. Today, we get the release of what are called the business financial employment data for the June quarter. That includes manufacturing data. Now, this will or should allow the local economists to finalise their GDP forecasts. Look, we won't even get close to the 0.6% the lucky country punched out over the second quarter across the Tasman, but I suspect these forecasts are going to be close to zero than that minus 0.3. And if you look at the RBNZ, the RBNZ had a great page, Mike, that the GDP now live cast. It's a forecast. You can go to the RBNZ, you can have a look at it. That has improved since the monetary policy statement. So that's GDP, that's next Thursday. You've got a whole bunch of other data this week. You've got PMI on Friday and the PSI next Monday. Got migration numbers, card spending, all good stuff, and we'll update those over the course of the week.
Fantastic. What are the numbers?
So at the moment, the Dow Jones is down 2 points. I would call that stable. 45,400. The S&P 500 is up 3 points. So this is all fairly quiet. 6484. And the NASDAQ is up 119 points, 21,818. Overnight, the FTSE 100 gained 0.14%. 9221 was the close there. The Nikkei up 625 points. More political ructions, of course. 1.44 in Japan. 1.45% gain there. 43,643. The Shanghai Composite gained 0.38%. That's 14.3826 the close there. The ASX 200 lost about a quarter of a percent yesterday. 22 points down. 8850 the close there. And the NZX 50 gained 0.44%, 58 points, 13,281 the close. The New Zealand dollar has actually lifted a bit against the US. It's at 0.5930, back over 90 cents against the Aussie dollar, 0.9008, 0.5050 against the euro, 0.4382 against the pound, 87.61 Japanese yen. Gold surging again, $3,634, and Brent crude, $66.08.
Catch up tomorrow. Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz.